Today is a gift, a fresh opportunity to change your life with God's Word. A day to take responsibility and overcome challenges. A day to take on the world with a different mindset. Welcome to Firm Foundation.
You see, ladies and gentlemen, I started preaching now. Jesus, sit down, please. In Matthew chapter 3, we see something very profound. Matthew 3, if Meda can get it for me, where Jesus went to John to be baptized. Matthew 3. Talking about stretch. I was trying to look for the meaning of stretch in the dictionary. I just stopped. I said, Dr. Ben will define it. Matthew 3. Are we there? And Jesus came from Galilee to Jordan, to John at the Jordan to be baptized by him. Now watch this. And John tried to prevent him, saying, I need to be baptized by you. And you coming to me? But Jesus answered and said to him, permit it to be so now, for thus it is fitting for us to fulfill all righteousness. Then he allowed him. Now look up, church. One of the, you may not quickly understand this scripture until you understand who Jesus is and who is John. Can you imagine as Jesus is? You see that in English? As Jesus is. He could bow down to somebody. You see, John was the reigning champion. Everybody, soldiers came, he abused them. You brood of vipers. Is that a greeting? Everybody were gathering. And he has told them, there is somebody who is coming after me. I am not able to lose his shoe. And now that person that he can't lose his shoe came to bow to him. Two things here. One, Jesus was stretched to the limit. Because Jesus would have said, I came from heaven. I am the Son of God. I am the Messiah. How can I bow to mortal, born by a male and a female? John will have said, no, I can't. You are Jesus. You are God. But Jesus now said, the word suffer it. That's a strong word, suffer it. That means it's not that it is the way I want it to go, but we have to bring ourselves to this level to do what we have to do. So the humility of Jesus was stretched. And then the submissive character and attitude of John was stressed. John said no, he was right. If Jesus had agreed, that John said, no, I'm not worthy. I'm not worthy. I'm not fit to do it. And then John now walked away. See what will have happened. Where are we? What verse are we? Verse 15. And Jesus, verse 16 now. And Jesus, when he was baptized, went up straight out of the water. What happened next? And lo, the heavens was what? Open. Ladies and gentlemen, if John didn't baptize Jesus, if Jesus had refused that baptism to say, I am Jesus, I don't have to bow to you, I came to save you, even John, I came to save you, heaven will not open. After that one, a voice came from heaven. Where are you? Open it. And lo, a voice from heaven saying, this is my beloved son. Now, why was Jesus confirmed as the beloved son? Because he has obeyed to humble himself to bow to a mortal. This is my beloved son, in whom I am well pleased. If he didn't bow to John, get up, Dr. Ben. Dr. Ben, I'm Jesus, but baptize me. He said, no, no. He said, no, baptize me. Get up now. I didn't that. Then Jesus knelt down to John, and heaven was watching. Is it that it was a trial of the destiny of Jesus? And then Jesus bowed, and John baptized him, and he came to save John, because John was born a sinner. And as he did that one, now the first question, when Jesus was going, why didn't heaven open? Was he not Jesus by then? When Jesus was going to the Jordan to be baptized, why didn't the voice say, that's my son, go, you know? Was he not Jesus? Until he fulfilled that he was stretched, because arrogance, pride will have told him, how can I go to John to be baptized? Voice came. You see, ladies and gentlemen, success is cheap. And sometimes the price for success is so cheap, but people ignore it. Because in the eyes of man, it looks like reducing yourself. You look like reducing yourself. Location, who you meet counts in life. You see, I see many people run to Port Harcourt, run to Abuja, and they run back. Many people have left me in Abeokuta. Now come back to Abeokuta to do program when I'm doing in the church. Because how did you do it? The who is who as a minister in Nigeria, the who is who has been to your church, blah, 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 blah. Senators flying from everywhere to come and meet. When they say they were, I say, come to Abeokuta. By the time they spend 4 hours from Lagos to Abeokuta, they will respect me more. Jesus bow to Jesus, to John. You see, sometimes that you bow to somebody doesn't make it bigger than you. You are just fulfilling a prophetic destiny for your next lifting. That's why David was able to tell, we read Bible now. His son, what's the name of his son, Seth? What's the name of that, your brother? Eh? No, the son of David that threw him out of the palace. Your uncle, Absalom. Absalom came, chased David out of the palace with Ahithophel. Ahithophel was David's best friend. They say when Ahithophel gives counsel, it's like the voice of God. So that means David doesn't joke with his words. And he went and teamed up with Absalom. And they chased David out of the palace. Very interesting. And David was going and he was crying and weeping. One young man called Shimei came out. If you can get it for me in the scripture, I will appreciate it. Shimei, that is 2 Samuel chapter 16 or so. somewhere there. Shimei came out and took stones and began to throw at David. You bloody man. God don't catch you today. 16:5. I know Bible a bit when I say 16. You bloody man. And when David came to Bethlehem, behold, there came out a man of the family of the house of Saul, whose name was Shimei, the son of Gera. He came forth and caused steel. You know the word caused steel is like, many of them are from Edo State. And caused steel as he came. You know that kind of cause? You dey go in the cause, you dey follow you. As you are going, it's following you and abusing you. God don't catch you. Wicked man. You are going, you know, they follow you. And he caused steel, he continued. Now let's read on. And he cast stones at David. Can you imagine? Yes. Dr. Ben, come. Because I don't want to use myself for this. Maybe they throw a stone at you. Now, somebody's crying. Then you are cursing him. He didn't talk. Then you carry stone. You begin. And cast stones. Then, and at all the servants of King David, and all the people, and all the mighty men were on his right hand. Come on, Tony. Come on, boy. Come on. They were trying to protect David from stone. Stay here. They're trying to protect David, and the man is still. So number one, you can see faithfulness. So when you hear about David's captains, these are they who became mighty. And David made them eventually governors of different cities. How many of us have been stretched to defend your leader? That they abuse you and your leader together, you didn't reply. But I want to show you something, no, so I can see the difference between David. Let's read on, sir. And Thus says Shimei, this is a very bad one. When he calls, come out, thou bloody man, and thou man of Belial. That means Satan. You are a Satan. The next verse. The Lord hath returned upon thee all the blood of the house of Saul, in whose stead thou hast reigned. And the Lord hath delivered the kingdom into the hand of Absalom thy son. Blah, blah, blah. And mischief, because thou art what? A bloody man. These guys were hearing it. It was paining them. But they didn't see their master react, so they can't react. Let's read on. Then said Abishai, one of them, don't tire, the son of Zerah, unto the king, why should this dead dog curse my lord the king? Let me go over, I pray thee. You see, he didn't say fight, he said take off. He didn't say fight. Because he looked at the guy. It's not a fight. I just go to say, come, bring your head. He said, let me just go and do what? Take off. Somebody say, take off. That means, when in those days when you know, I school in Ogara. At the time Ogara was, even police feared to come there. There are these terrible people in those days. When they want to beat you, they will say, come, we won't beat you. You say, come, we want to beat you. And you will come, they will beat you, they say, greet us. After beating you. You know, those Ogara boys, Ogwanja boys in those days, say, come, we won't beat you. And you will come, they will beat you, they will say, go. After beating you. You start saying, wicked people. And they finish beating you. Now, so he say, let me go and do what? Take off, not fight him. His head. They hear what David said. And the king said, what have I done with you, ye sons of Zerah? So let him curse. Give me the next verse. Let me jump that one. And David said to Abishai and to all his servants, behold, my son, which came forth of my bowels. Is that what I'm looking for? Give me the one you removed before. Okay, no, give me the next verse 12. Now read together with me. It may be that the Lord will look on my affliction and that the Lord will requite me good for his cause in this day. What that means, who knows? God may look at the way he's abusing me and show me mercy. So stretch to the extreme where he should react. He refused to react. God will look down. You mean you endure that? Be blessed. Because you have paid the price. Say dancers. He imagined the abuses, the insult. Now, it's not David that said, let me go and take off his head. If David, somebody David trained, say, let me go and take off his head. Not let me go and fight him. Because to fight is come, let us fight. You have abused my master. But he said, no. I was just going to say, come, bring your head. Let's remove the head. But David understood that what he was going through, that he was just being stretched by God. And this is the reason why the same people, oh boy, that sent David out of the palace, a time came, they say, why can't we bring back the king? David didn't beg to be returned back to the palace. They went to beg him to come back to the palace. When you are paid the price of a product, taking the goods is not stealing. You paid the goods. Look, you can succeed. The problem we have, we are too quick to respond to idiots. You say, look, all of us are women, let us keep Bible. You give me, I give you. You fail the test. You fail the test. You see, those of you are in politics. You see, politics in this nation is a place where you have the fullness of lie. Fullness. But among them, those who are in charge, the leadership, the governors, you see, there is grace God gives people in offices. As an apostle, there is grace I carry to operate in that office. Now, when you are talking to a governor, don't think you are wiser than him. Because by virtue of the office, there are things he sees you can't see. There are things he knows you can't know. That's what Ecclesiastes 1, that if you come before a king, behave yourself wisely. Many of us have lost opportunity because we have not paid the price of attitude in the presence of the king. That's why if you look at the life of David, the Bible says, with all that Saul did, David behaved himself how? Wisely. Wisely. Matthew 17, 16 to 19. And Matthew 17, 16. Watch this. And I brought him. This man is a wicked man. And I brought him to thy disciples. Let's give from 15. Let's give from verse 15. Lord, have mercy on my son, for he's a lunatic and so vexed, for oftentimes he falleth into the fire and often into the water. And I brought him to thy disciples, and they could not cure him. He just disgraced his disciples. He was reporting his disciples to Jesus in the presence of the disciples. He said they could not cure him. Then Jesus answered and said, O faithless and perverse generation, how long shall I be with you? How long shall I suffer you? Bring him, hide that to me. Yes. And Jesus rebuked, give me the next verse. And they came disciples to Jesus apart. Now, the man had disgraced them openly, has embarrassed them openly. See, Master, these are your disciples. These ones you have trained. You thought you have trained them. I brought just lunatic. And they couldn't. I'm sure Jesus himself will affect them by last too. That these boys have disgraced me. And they went two by two, not one by one, two by two. And two of them couldn't cast out lunatic. So they came to Jesus and apart and said, why could we not do this? Now let me, this is a very good question. And Jesus said unto them, because your unbelief, let me stop there. That means there are believers who don't believe. If those who were trained by Jesus were called unbelief, what about you? The ones who were with Jesus, Jesus called them unbelief. Then your case is complex. But they asked a very good question. Why can't we? The question we should ask is not to join the Facebook stories or internet stories or the reigning news. Why can't we do it? Why can't I be that person, the governor, the senator, the politician, the multimillionaire? Why can't I be the one that when the church needs money, I pay the bill? And nobody knows. Why can't I? Until you ask why, you can't get an answer. Oftentimes, we follow the reigning news. And then the worst mistake believers make is to explain why they fail. I couldn't catch that because I didn't eat well. I didn't catch it because that time I just finished dealing with one. So I was a bit tired. I couldn't because, you know, the man, the way he was looking at us, I didn't like it. And so whatever you give excuses for remain with you. If you keep giving excuse and explaining why is it that... It's only Tony. Tony, the father left him plenty money before the man died. So his own was better. He was born with silver spoon. Why is that one doing this? The family are well connected. No. If you keep explaining the reason why people are without asking, why can't I? You remain there. You will keep clapping for people's success. And that is not a right position to occupy. Why can't we do it? He said, because of unbelief. Now you may wonder, what is unbelief? Unbelief is knowing it, but not accepting it to be a reality. Believers knows a lot. They can explain a lot. They can preach a lot. But when they come to the reality, within them, they say, will it work? Will it work? I discovered a scripture during the lockdown. And that is 1 Chronicles 12. 1 Chronicles 12, verse 21. If I don't get it, you go home and find it. Is that King James Version? Yes. And they helped David against. The Bible is different from my own. Let me see. What is it, verse 22? Yeah, that's what I want, 22. Now read it, everybody. Read it. For that time, day by day, there came to David to do what? Until it was great host, like the host of God. What did they say? Read again, read again. You have not got it now. You see, that's why I don't like teaching people. You see, let me give you a secret here. When God, there was a time I went to Bishop Oyedepo. I said, sir, tell me the secret of prosperity. The man said he read a book by Gloria Copeland. That book changed his life. I went to look for the book. I bought it. I read it 5 times. I can't use it for my convert class. Nothing inside. I didn't see anything. I threw the book away. I said, this cannot be the thing. I went to Papayo. He said, you'll be small picking. I said, when will I grow old? I went to everybody. I went around seeking. Until one day God said to me, you can't get it like that. Because the secret he gives to one is not the same secret he gives to another. See, I gave you this scripture now. None of you saw what is there. You are still looking at it. It took my wife a long time to see what is here. For at that time, what time was that? In the time of trouble. Day by day, men came to help him. That means, in the midst of trouble, every day, people were coming to help David. So in the midst of trouble, he became very great. So when I located it during COVID, I told my wife, I've gotten the answer.
Yes, sir.
I've gotten it. And I lie not. You know, I won't tell a lie. There was no day somebody didn't call me and pay money to my account throughout COVID. That I was richer during COVID than I was before COVID because of the scripture. It was in COVID, people gave me 2 brand new cars. In COVID. After COVID, I need to get another scripture now. Somebody would talk to me because say, Apostle, there was one that called me. One man said, he sent the peer to call me. He said, my boss, I should call you to give me your account number. And when people call me for account number, I don't answer them except Ben. I don't answer them until they call 3-4 times. I want to be sure they know what they are doing that God sent them. I didn't send. He called again. I didn't send. The man himself called. He said, Apostle, my boss called. I said, sorry, I didn't know you are doing it. Send it to him now. I didn't send. The next day, the boy called and I sent him. If I tell you what he sent, you know there are some, you see, when they send money to your account, you get alert. But there are some money they send, you get alarm. When the thing entered, it wasn't alert. It was alarm. Because even the phone vibrated. This was the scripture. So when they were calling off, I said, why? They should continue. The lockdown should continue. They shouldn't call off. I never prayed for lockdown to be unlocked. What for? If this is lockdown, let it continue. If what I'm experiencing is lockdown, let it continue. Let it continue. So when they say no more lockdown, I was angry. Because it appears to me that this scripture will no longer. So I have to get another scripture now to continue lockdown. If you don't know to ask why, you see, there is no business God will give a man to do that has no scriptural backup. What to make your business to prosper is the scripture behind it. That is the engine room. That is the driving force of that business. And once you hear the word, Give me, where is that? Is it 1 Kings 17? Elijah and the Zarephath. Where is that? 1 Kings what? 1 Kings 17. Let's get it. Give me verse 2 of that scripture. Are we there? What are you seeing there? And the word of the Lord came to him, saying, verse 3, get thee hence and turn eastward and hide thyself by the brook Cherith, that is before Jordan. And it shall be that thou shalt do what? Drink of the brook. And what? Have I not done what? The ravens to do what? To feed you. Then give me verse 8. Or from verse 7. From verse 7. Verse 7, sir. And it came to pass after a while that the brook dried up because there had been no rain in the land. Now, God said, go to this place. Now, when you hear the word, follow the word. Don't argue with it. The word doesn't need your explanation. The brook dried up, verse 8 now. What came again? Came unto him saying, go down to where? Zarephath. Now, what you are looking for, God knows where they are. What you need in every stage of your life, God knows where they are. And at every stage, he will speak. Like now, COVID is over, so I'm going to go back again. What is the next word? What is the next word? What's the next word? Because if you don't hear the word and receive such instruction, you will end up copying people you don't know where they are going. And that is where Christians are missing it. That somebody's business is booming does not mean you know why he's booming. Until you locate why he's booming, your own cannot boom. Locate it. In civil service, people have killed people to occupy their office because they say, there's money in that office. By the time they kill the person, they enter there, no money there. No money. Or they pray the person out. You will put you there, no money. There's always a secret for every man to succeed in life. Until you locate that secret, you just keep struggling. And then frustrate yourself chasing shadows. You frustrate yourself chasing shadows. Am I communicating to you? Matthew 17, let's have a look and pray. No, Matthew 7, give me Matthew 7. Before then, Jesus came and said to them, give me verse 24. Where was that? Jesus came and said to them, what went you out to see in the wilderness? A reed tossed here and there by wind? They were looking at him. He said, the person you have gone to see, John the Baptist, is more than a prophet. The challenge we have oftentimes as believers is that we are so easily swayed like a reed. This one is happening, you want to do it. This one is happening. Many of us, you have sold everything you see to be moving, and your own didn't move. This one is the one in the market right now, you run into it. You run into it. It didn't move. It didn't move. Verse 24. Therefore, whosoever heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them, I will liken him unto a wise man who built his house upon a rock. And the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew and beat upon that house, and it fell not, for it was founded upon a rock. And everyone that heareth these sayings of mine and do what? And doeth them, shall be likened unto a, and doeth not them, shall be likened unto a foolish man who built his house upon the sand. And the rain descended, and the flood came, and the wind blew and beat upon that house, and it fell, and great was the fall. You see, when the Bible says great was the fall, that means the fall was great. Somebody came to see me some weeks ago from Abuja, and when he mentioned his name, the name rang a bell, but it doesn't look like his name. He has companies all over Lagos years back. They were the main. The person that brought him was a very bad boy. He says, I want to introduce to you a former rich man. That's how he did it. He says, a former rich man. I kept my cool to listen to where he's going to. He brought him. And when he began his CV, and the man today is sleeping in one of his former offices. He has no house. Is a former rich man. Who did you go to see? When people see you, what would they call you? A reed or somebody like a rock? And you can't become like a rock that the winds cannot shift. Because a reed, you know, a reed, tiny plant, every wind blows it heavily. Or they will see you, they say, that is a rock, that's a true child of God, that's a believer. The storm came, the wind blew, everything happened. A reed Christian quickly changes his mind when he prayed once, the prayer was not answered. A reed Christian changes church so regularly that now in the town, all pastors call him uncle. Because they don't even know who is his spiritual father. A reed is unstable. Now, what gives you the identity of a rock is the word you hear, the word you receive, and the word you do. Some of us can't be moved. I'm shaking no matter what happened. Tell me whatever I want to do. When they were talking about, lockdown and G5? Some call it Antichrist coming. I call my pastors together. I said, Jesus is not coming now. Before he will come, I will tell you. So leave all those things on the internet. So, is that what I did, Ralph? I called them together. As I can tell you without saying, thus says the Lord, that this lockdown and this coronavirus thing is not a sign of the coming of Jesus. In the first case, the coming of Jesus will not come with fear. It don't come with fear. I said, nobody should talk about all this to know whether it's a G5 or G7 or G18. Don't bother yourself. I said, they say people are dying everywhere in China. Is this China? This is Nigeria. They know what they've done that are making them to die. They say, very soon in Africa, they'll be picking dead body on the floor. Are they God? They are talking statistics. Are you statistics? Somebody just sit down somewhere in Washington and say, you calculate your life and you are green. Do you know when Elijah said, there shall not be rain for 3.5 years? He didn't say according to his word, by my word. So you must have the word in you to say it for it to be. Not that whatever anybody says, you are running around. I begin to panic. Am I talking to you here?
Yes, sir.
The word you hear, hold to it, stand with it. That's what makes you a rock. Don't be afraid whether the word will work. It works. Even dead bodies hear the word. Ask Ezekiel. To speak to dead bodies, dead bones, not even dead body, dead bones, dry, and flesh came, bone to bone, it works. There are many things that science have proved recently. One, they proved that the crossing of the Red Sea was a fact. Archaeologists have discovered it, that was a fact. They proved that the wall of Jericho was a fact. That wall of Jericho can take about 6 trailer walking on top. That the place sank, they have been proved scientifically. They have proved the 10 plagues that Moses used to demonstrate as example to Egyptians. They prove all those things. They proved about Jesus that he died and resurrected. It has been proved, scientifically proved. So the only thing we are waiting to prove now is your success. It's your success. And it will be proved. Amen. Now, yesterday I mentioned 2 people that was mentioned, but I'm going to tie it up from there. That were mentioned in the Bible that God said, that is Job chapter 1 verse 8, have you seen my servant Job? 2 men that heaven confirmed their life. Have you seen my servant? That is, I have proved him, I have tested him, I have stretched him. This man will pass every test. Then I mentioned also about Nathanael in John chapter 1. Behold, a man in whom there is no God. Proven lives. And this morning, that is John 1:47 or so. And this morning, I see men and women here that are leaving this convention to become a model for the society. Amen. That you will not work like before anymore. Amen. Your business will not be like before. And let me say this one. Let me give you this one. You see, when we talk about getting the best of life, prosperity is a spirit. It's not by quoting scripture, but it's by scripture coming out of your body to bring what you're looking for. Is living this strange life where eyes don't see you, where men don't know. You see, look up now. I want to pray this prayer for you now very quickly. I want to take your life from this moment to a realm where God becomes a present help for you in times of need. Amen. That is prosperity. When every need is met with ease. You see, you don't kill poverty until you can see money and not be tempted to steal it. If you see money and you are not moved, contentment is one of the major key to entering the realms of supernatural abundance. Ladies and gentlemen, today you can come to a place where God becomes a present help. That means when there is a need, before the need comes, the help is there. That is prosperity. That's why I say, while they are still knocking, I will answer, I will open the door. While you are asking, I will answer. That as you are moving, people are looking for you. I've told you before, one day I had to pray for plane to delay at the airport. One of them may be here, sir. I was at the airport. I was in a hurry. I know, go to some meeting, they carry Mopo to guide you. I saw that people were looking at me. They were afraid of coming here because of the Mopo. Now I can't take psycho and say, how are you? He said, he met me in Cure for Desert Place. He said, it's a banker somewhere in Uyo now. Remember at the Abuja. He says, I wanted to give you some seat, but all your Mopo. I say, Mopo, let me bring them. Let me, you won't give. The guy gave me very good money. And that person was coming. The person was, I said, come. He gave me money again. Now I say, officers, shift. Don't become a hindrance to. I told them to shift. And I had to pray, say, Father, let this flight be delayed. People said they're coming. Apostle, told me, they will just give me. I say, officer, you don't want to leave them alone, leave them alone. Nobody's looking for me to kill me. To anybody. To kill me is to waste the bullet. What are you killing me for? Say, leave them alone. Let them come. Let them come. Let them come. Look, I pray for flight to be delayed. Thank God they delayed the flight. People were coming. I left them loaded. Airport too, in Abuja. I not going to go past. Once will I pass immigration to where? I waited there where people are coming to see me. Brother, just stand there. When they give a grab, I start talking to myself until somebody else come. I tell officers to stay far, stay far. Don't be a hindrance. But there are some that there are some things you put around, you become a hindrance. You're being blessed. And you thought you're a big man. But you're just a big man by name. You just have body without engine. Contentment. Becoming, making God a present help in time of need. That when there is a need, before you ask, it has come. Not because you even ask, because you have what it takes to make it to come. For out of your belly shall flow rivers of living water. That is the meaning. Rise up on your feet. Rise up on your feet. Are you blessed today? You can go there. You can get there. And I see you getting there.
Amen.
I see you controlling resources.
Amen.
I see you controlling wealth.
Amen.
Abundance.
Amen.
There is no profit in begging. There is no profit. There is nothing good in begging. Poverty does not take anybody to heaven. It rather takes to hell faster. Poverty is not synonymous to holiness. Poverty makes you humble, but it doesn't make you holy. Poverty doesn't make anybody holy. Poverty makes a man to think evil. Poverty, a poor man suspects everybody. A poor man does not sleep well at night. He doesn't think well. Asking for his phone number, he may give you somebody's phone number mistakenly. He's always confused. A poor man is full of envy, full of jealousy, full of strife. That's why you must prefer prosperity to poverty. And let me make this statement. And I've said it, I think they get tired of me now. I've said it again and again about our church. People will condemn prosperity of the church on Facebook, not because they like the church, not because they like God. Because they know that until you are poor, they can't control you. So they want the church to be poor. So they can control the church. Many pastors are scared of preaching, but ask my boys, I shout to them, I say, put it on internet, put it everywhere. That prosperity belongs to the church. No matter who speaks against it. You were not there when God sent me on errand. So how will you know what I'm sent to do on earth? You're not there. I know my assignment. Are you following me? Lift up those holy hands. He has done so much for me, I cannot tell it all.
If I have 10,000 tongues, it still won't be enough. When you heal completely. Oh, you could not rob him. Oh, he can do
Jehovah,
for your son.
Thank you for listening. To get a copy of this message and other life-transforming messages, please visit our shop at www.ffi.ng/shop or call 0706-969-6499. God bless you.